The population in Tye Siding, Wyoming is technically zero. It's basically just a post office that serves homes and ranches in this part of southeast Wyoming. But though the population is tiny, there are not one but two popular mystery writers living there, and they're married to each other.
I'm Tasha Alexander.
And I'm Andrew Grant.
And you're both authors.
We are.
Yeah. We have so few other transferable skills that this is what we've ended up doing
That's
for a living.
Right. Plus, it allows us to stay home and work in our pajamas.
Tasha is the author of the Lady Emily mystery series. And Andrew has written several crime series, including a new one whose first installment is out this week. I spoke with them at their home near Tye Siding. It's down a long dirt road and up into the foothills of the Rockies. The house is heated by a crackling fireplace. A perfect spot to sit down and have them reveal to me the mystery of how, after years in Chicago, they ended up in this remote corner of the state.
When I was a senior in college, I was dating a boy, and I followed that boy to Laramie after we graduated. He did a master's at UW, and I grew up in northern Indiana. I had never seen a mountain. I'd always been really fascinated by the pioneers and westward expansion. So coming out and seeing the prairie and then the mountains, within a day of arriving, I just knew it was going to kill me to ever leave. But I did have to leave because after the master's, there was a PhD, and we moved around a lot. But I always wanted to come back here.
And for me, it's a very strange thing to be living here because I was born and I grew up in England, and people sometimes say, well, could you ever imagine yourself living somewhere like this? And the answer has to be no, because there is nowhere like this in England. So it wasn't even conceivable that I would imagine it because I didn't know it existed. I had a brief career in theater, then telecommunications. During that time, I decided I wanted to become a writer. So when my first book was written, but hadn't actually hit the shelves yet, it was time for me to start coming to book conferences and start meeting people and getting some exposure. So I came over to the States to a big crime fiction conference called BoucherCon, and I walked into the bar on the first night of the conference, met Tasha, and that was it.
I lured him to Wyoming. But actually, the way Wyoming came into it is I have a son, and I wanted both Andrew and my son to see Wyoming kind of before Alexander, my son, went off to college. So we did I planned a road trip, and I wanted to spend time in Laramie because that's where I came into my own as an adult. And I was so happy to be back in Wyoming. I got out of the car and I took all these pictures and I said to him, do you want to get out? He's like, I'm good. But we get to Laramie. We had not been here 24 hours. And he turned to me and he said, could we live here? It was a pretty short journey from him saying, could we live here? To me saying, okay, so I have three places. And I said, okay, so somewhere around Centennial, Woods Landing, or Tye Siding. We found the listing for this house. I mean, it was just as if it was meant to be.
Tell me what sort of an average day of working looks like out here.
I like to get up and immediately get started working. So I usually get up, make a pot of tea, and just go straight up to my office. And my goal is to start working before I can find something else that will distract me from that.
Yeah, I'm a little different because for me, if I feel like there are boring jobs hanging over me, that distracts me and I feel like I've got to get them out of the way. So what I do is I'll do email for half an hour. Then I've got a little gym set up in the garage, so I'll go and exercise for an hour or so. Then shower and start work. And then I'll work I can constructively work for maybe 6 hours.
This is because he's much more responsible than I am. I think, great, I have to write. No email, no washing the dishes. I can put all that aside. Because it's the easiest thing in the world to find reasons to not write.
What's it like being married to another writer?
Well, it's fabulous and I highly recommend it. I think one of the things that's great about it is that we both understand the industry. On the one hand, you're engaged in this really creative thing. Your work is so deeply personal, but at the same time, it's a business. So it's good to have someone who understands that from the inside, and also who understands the stages of writing a novel. Because, you know, there are times when you really just, like for me, if I'm percolating an idea, I cook. it lets my mind kind of wander a little bit if you're kind of just partly engaged, you know, and that's when you get the really good ideas. And he knows that that counts as work.
One thing that I find really interesting about the two of you is, Tasha, you have your Lady Emily Mysteries, and Andrew, you have several different series, and the Lady Emily Mysteries are set in London, and so many of your different series are set in the United States. How do each of you influence each other in some of those settings and with some of those characters, maybe coming from places and cultures you didn't necessarily grow up in?
Yeah, well, you know, I was an Anglophile from the time I was very, very young, from the time I first read Pride and Prejudice, when I was too young to really understand it, but I really loved Mr. Darcy, as we all do when we read Pride and Prejudice. So now I have my own Mr. Darcy who can check my Briticisms versus Americanisms, because with the best will in the world, I mean, I am American, so I'm sometimes going to get things wrong. But it is kind of ironic that he writes about Americans and I write about Brits.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, it's the opposite of being an Anglophile. You know, growing up in England, every good movie, every TV show you watch, everything cool, everything you aspire to, it's all coming from the States. So, you know, growing up, that's really where my focus was. And when I had the opportunity to move here, it was fantastic. So my first book, I wanted to set it in the United States. And I didn't really feel like I could write an American character at that point. So I thought, well, I'll have it that the character's English, but he's in the States, which in some ways was interesting because you can have a kind of outsider's perspective a little bit. But also I thought to myself, you know, I know enough. I've seen enough TV shows and movies and things to know the difference between English English and American English. But boy, was I wrong. And so having somebody that I can say, you know, my copy editor's objected to this. I mean, surely this is obvious.
And also, we would never call Tylenol paracetamol.
Yeah, you know, there are just these little things. And another thing that I had to really adjust to is the fact that American English is often grammatically much more correct than English English. So I was full of all kinds of bad habits for my verbs not agreeing with my nouns and whatever. And it was a real, you know, it really pulled me up sharp having to write to this new standard.
Something that I find sort of surprising, maybe to people who wouldn't think of it or live in Wyoming, is that we have several mystery writers living sort of out there here in the state. So we have the two of you, we have CJ Box, we have Craig Johnson. Is there something about Wyoming that attracts mystery writers, do you think?
Well, and we have Lee Child too.
And Lee Child is the author of the Jack Reacher series.
Either you're from here, and if you're from here, you've got that wonderful Wyoming brain from the beginning where you can think and you've got space and freedom to just think and do your thing. But like for us and for Lee, moving out here, it's just a wonderful place to work.
It is. It's absolutely amazing, you know, that lack of the escape from the feeling of being boxed in and trapped. You know, just it just frees you. It kind of gives you more mental bandwidth. And I've just never felt as productive or as creative as I have since we've moved here.
Tasha Alexander and Andrew Grant are authors living here in Wyoming, and both have new books available now, Uneasy Lies, The Crown, and Invisible. Thank you both so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.